Well, TJ sits in the middle of us, but we're in the same row, so I guess I sit next to each other. But, you know, Akib is a veteran, you know, so I'll kind of be dumb to not ask him, you know, for tips and get some of his knowledge that he has. So I think that's a blessing, just being able to play with veteran Pro Bowl guys like him, TJ and Chris, and I try to take advantage of it as much as possible.
Chris got the day off today. Big for you to get to line up with the ones?
Nah, I don't think it was big to get line up with the ones. You know, I played with those guys all year last year. It was an okay day for me, and I kind of had some small penalties that I kind of messed up on, so I'm kind of mad about that. But, you know, you kind of have to – it's training camp. You have things that you need to work on. So all it did is bring light on things I need to work on.
You think you're a vastly different player from a year ago at this time?
Yeah, I think I'm way different player, confidence level-wise, technique-wise, just everything. I feel more relaxed. I feel like I can go out there and just be myself on the field. So I think you're going to get a little bit more personality out of me this year than you did last year, because last year I was kind of worried about not getting beat and stuff like that, you know, just simple rookie stuff like that. But I think this year I'll be a lot more comfortable.
Is there a lot of excitement with the change on defense and stuff like that, just letting you guys go to the ball and all that?
Yeah, I think it's a defense that suits our talents well. You know, we have a lot of good pass rushers, and we have a lot of good corners and safeties that can play man coverage very well. So I think it's going to complement our talents good, and I think it'll be a great, you know, addition to our team this year.
What did you think when Shane Ray fell to you guys? So that's 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Yourself and now Shane that could end up with a really good defense, and it doesn't seem like that should happen when you guys are picking it.
When I saw Shane's circumstance, I kind of just reminded myself of what happened to me. You know, a great talent that kind of failed because of some pre-draft problems. But, you know, I told Shane, you know, exactly what happened with me and how we're similar and how it's a blessing that he came here instead of, you know, a team that's not as great or a team that's not in Super Bowl contention every year. So I just told him to just stay positive, and he's here for a reason. So I think that the Broncos are lucky that they got us, too, at the spots that they did.
Do you think having him up there is going to help even make that pass rush better so that in the secondary you guys benefit?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, we're playing a lot of man coverage, so we need as much pressure as we can get, you know. So having him out on the field, him being young, and learning from D. Ware and Vaughn, who are two of, you know, the best pass rushers in the league, he's kind of in a similar situation as me. You know, he's behind two greats at his position, and I'm behind two people that are at the top of their position in the league right now. So I just told him just learn from them, and, you know, I'm excited to see what he does this year.
Why do quarterbacks like man coverage so much? Because some teams excel in zone and do it really well, like, almost like basketball. Why is it every one of you guys we ask about man, you just light up?
Because it's like egos, man. It's like it's the whole ego thing, you know. It's me versus you one-on-one, and I'm better than you, and that's really what it comes down to. We think that we're better than the team's receivers, and we're going to go prove it, you know. So, and that's why, you know, corners get paid the big bucks.
You got a prediction on Ohio State quarterback?
I think I heard Braxton's going to play receiver.
So
probably most likely Cardale, yeah. Braxton, man, after with the ball in his hands, you know, I haven't seen anyone like him.
Really?
Like, even last year in the league, I didn't see anybody that makes the moves that he makes, you know, and handles the ball the way he does, you know. He did it versus college guys, so we'll see what happens, you know, when he gets to the next level.